Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are being joined by the Dallas County Sheriff, Adam Infante. Adam, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome as well. We are going to be talking about back to school coming up here shortly, and we'll get to some of that. But first, obviously, I know, you know, the crops and the growing season, planting season, all that stuff, the corn is yay high now. And so, you know, I know we touched on stuff last year about challenges with just seeing and all that stuff. So just talk about maybe some issues with the taller corn now out in the fields.
Yeah, you know, those issues never change year to year. It seems like it's a little taller, a little quicker this year. And I don't know if that's due to all the rain we had.
Sure.
I know I've mowed my yard more this summer than I ever have. I would imagine these farmers are pretty happy generally. I've seen a lot of flooding in those fields at the same time. But yeah, you got to be careful at those county intersections with tall corn. It's hard to see around. It's hard for people going the other directions to see around. And a lot of the county intersections that are gravel are uncontrolled. So make sure you're slowing down as you approach those intersections. You want to have a clear line of sight. And we don't want any bad accidents or any accidents at all, really, due to corn. So please be careful out there and be cognizant of that corn.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, great tips there. Let's switch here to then back to school safety as that's coming up. Students, I know teachers are already back in session, but students will be getting back into it this next week. And so a couple things to point out. Obviously, school buses are going to be back in motion. I know they've kind of been off for a few months in terms of non-activities related stuff. So talk about just that. And when buses obviously have their arms out that says stop, that drivers need to pay attention and not just blow past, because obviously kids cross from both sides of the street.
Yeah, that's a great point. When those stop arms come out, you need to stop. If you do not stop and we catch you, which a lot of times we do, the bus drivers are paying attention. They're writing down license plates. Many of these buses have cameras now.
Okay.
And they're sending us a recording and we're finding you. We have to cite you. We do not have discretion, similar to a domestic arrest. We have to make a charge here. And that's for the safety of the kids. So you just got to be real careful. There's going to be a ton of buses starting Monday. They're probably out driving this week a little bit, sure, getting their routes down, figuring out which way they want to go. But you also got to keep in mind, it's not just to and from school hours, right? School sports started already.
Yeah.
They've been practicing football, volleyball, golf for weeks now.
Yep.
And those buses will be moving at night on their way back from whatever city they played football in or volleyball or whatever. So the buses are going to be just another part of our reality here for the next 9 months. You see a yellow bus, they're going to be going slow. Be careful passing them. Watch for the stop arms. Do your best to stay out of their way.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Dallas County Sheriff, Adam Infante, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Adam, now let's just talk about safety around the school building. I know you were talking about the sheriff's office is going to be out at different assigned schools. I know, you know, some of these schools, you know, Perry, Adel, I know they kind of have their own police departments. And so you got some school resource officers and stuff like that. But yeah, just talk about, you know, that type of stuff. As again, I know you speak of part of the world that we live in. That's just something we got to be cognizant of as well.
Yeah, I live very close to schools. My kids go to schools, stuff to drop my son off at school. That parent pickup line is unlike any nightmare you've ever had, unless you've done it. You know what I'm talking about. And I get just as frustrated as you do. You know, I'm not there in a marked police car, so people drive a little crazy.
Right.
You got to be careful. You got to have patience. You got to realize that once everybody gets in the flow and things get moving, we'll be just fine. But when you're driving around those schools, be careful. Kids are going to be crossing the street. I know we got a big problem, even nationwide, not just statewide or countywide, with the electric scooters, these battery-powered motorbikes. These kids are fearless. You know, they don't look both ways like you and I do.
Right.
We're trained how to drive. They're not. They enter intersections. You have to be really careful. I wouldn't want anybody to have to live with the guilt of having hit somebody. So just plan for extra time. Get there early or go a different way if you're not dropping a kid off. I plan my route around the schools because once I'm done, I'm try to avoid them at all costs. And I think that's probably a good move for everybody. And if it costs you a couple extra minutes, oh well. Mm-hmm. At least you don't run the risk of hitting somebody on the way to or from school. So give a little grace, be a little patient. We'll get through it. By the middle of November, everybody will have gotten into a routine and we'll be just fine.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, thanks for bringing up those tips as well. You know, is there, I got to ask, like, is there a certain, you guys see more accidents in a certain area when it comes around school? Is there something that you really is prevalent?
You know, not for the county, not for the sheriff's office anyway. You know, we have a couple contract towns. We have Redfield, Dexter, Dallas Center. The school zones are 25 miles an hour or less, depending on what's going on. And so there's generally not any real bad accidents, knock on wood. But we will see, the cities probably see more accidents outside of that 25 mile an hour zone, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the what I'm talking about. People trying to avoid the school area, gotcha, or they're getting too fast before they get to the school area. That's when you might see some of those accidents. And the other thing I mentioned was entering those intersections. A lot of times it's not the driver's fault. Sure. I mean, we know this. We've seen it with bikes. We've seen it with scooters, just kids wandering. But just try and be really paying attention over the next few weeks to try and, the kids got to learn too, yeah, right?
Right.
It goes both ways. So hopefully, knock on wood, we don't have anything bad happen and we can all just get into our routine like every other year and we can move on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, but before we let you go, I know you're a busy guy. You're, you know, running around doing stuff. How have things been going for you in your office? Are you guys, I mean, I'm sure obviously you're always just staying busy with different cases and stuff like that, but anything you'd like to share with the public about anything going on?
Yeah, you know, we've been just as busy as ever. It seems when the heat is higher or the temperature's higher, we're busier.
Okay.
Luckily, knock on wood, we're fully staffed. So we have our full complement of deputies at the moment, technically. We've had a couple car accidents with deputies, you know, deer, and also another, just a regular traffic accident. You know, we put a couple 100,000 miles a year into this office. Okay. So accidents are going to happen, but generally we're in pretty good shape. We're busy. We're still hitting the OWIs pretty hard on the weekends. We got a little bit more uptick in speeding and texting while driving. You know, that's still a warning at this point, but our traffic numbers have increased. That's also due to the summer hours. We anticipate that'll slow down as it gets cooler and people get busy with school. There'll be less time to get in trouble, you know what I mean?
Sure, yep.
But our office is just as busy as ever, and the numbers are not going down, but they're also not going up exponentially. They were for a little while there. 2022 through 2024, across the board, whether it was calls to dispatch, bookings in the jail, releases in the jail, traffic stops, accidents, they were all climbing pretty heavily. And now they seem to have leveled off a little bit. And I don't know why that is, but hopefully things kind of slow down and we can catch our breath and get to some projects we have in mind.
Absolutely. And sorry, I just thought of one other thing. I know you mentioned the app before that you guys have. How has that kind of been working out?
The app has been awesome. In fact, I just saw a notification there's going to be a road closure south of Ann Meter, and it's the route to school.
Of course.
Yeah, right. And I feel bad. The timing of that is not the best because it closes Monday. It'll be closed for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, but our app will give you all those road closure updates. It's also a great place to see our inmate listing, our calls for service, our sheriff sales. You want to text a tip to a deputy. All of that information is on our app, and I really recommend checking it out. If you have a friend who gets arrested or you have you're a victim of a crime, you need crime victim information, that's all on there.
Awesome. All right. Well, again, we've been speaking here with the Dallas County Sheriff, Adam Infante. And Adam, I've exhausted all my questions, so I will let you get back to it. But yeah, thank you so much for stopping in and just talking about school safety and the issues with the tall corn and everything like that.
Yeah, I hope everybody has a great, safe school year, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.